We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's a very mild morning, and we'll be back in the 70s today, but big changes are coming later in the day. Dan Brunoff has rain and even a mention of snow in his forecast. Get more on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories. It's Monday, December 9th. A 17-year-old is in custody after leading police on a chase in a stolen car. Mesquite police tried to pull him over on I-30 shortly after midnight, but he took off, ended up crashing into a utility pole at I-30 and St. Francis in Dallas. The pole snapped after being hit, left power lines draped over the highway for hours, forcing police to shut down part of I-30. The highway is back open. Police say an 18-year-old woman and a 15-year-old boy were also in that car when it wrecked out. It's unclear if they will face charges. Police in Fort Worth need help identifying a man last seen with another man who turned up dead. KRLD's Austin York has the story.
It was back in November that police responded to the Post Oak Apartments near Trinity Boulevard west of 360 and found 36-year-old Raymond Castillo dead. It is not known how he died. A search of surveillance video showed that Castillo was with a man identified as a person of interest before his body was discovered. Fort Worth police want to find that man and are asking for help from the public for any information that might be helpful. He is described as a black man between 20 to 25 years old with a medium build. He was last seen wearing dark-colored clothing with a gold emblem on the front of his shirt. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
An emergency services employee in North Texas has been arrested, accused of downloading child porn while at work.
The Smith County Sheriff's Office says Silas Franks from Terrell used the Red Springs Fire Station's Wi-Fi to access the images. Court papers say Franks received several thousand photos, many of very young children, and chat logs of a sexual nature from Snapchat. In 2018, Franks ran for a vacant seat on the Hawkins City Council. In a post on Facebook, he pledged to do all he could to get a city website up and running, essentially saying the city was behind the times. He didn't win, only getting a third of the votes. He's on administrative leave from the fire department. Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A church in Grand Prairie is donating body armor and helmets to the police department. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Gateway Church brought dozens of officers to the altar during services yesterday to present them with 50 vests and 50 helmets. Grand Prairie Police Chief Steve Dye tells NBC 5 the death of a Houston police sergeant this weekend shows how challenging law enforcement has become. But he says a donation like this shows how close the community is.
It really just brings us closer so we can work together to really serve and protect to the best of our ability.
The vests and helmets cost about $100,000. Gateway Church partnered with the nonprofit Shield 616 to pay for them. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
T-Mobile is about to face 14 state attorneys general in court in defense of its attempt to buy Sprint for $26.5 billion. Texas backed out of the suit 2 weeks ago. Attorney General Ken Paxton says the state reached a settlement with the company, dropping the suit in exchange for T-Mobile's commitment to build a 5G network throughout Texas. Dickie's Arena has been open for about a month in Fort Worth, and people who live nearby say it's causing major parking headaches in their neighborhood. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
People who live in the Arlington Heights neighborhood say folks who are attending events at Dickie's Arena are parking in their neighborhood, making it hard for them to park in front of their own homes. Tanya Brooks with the Fort Worth Transportation and Public Works Department says there are 8,000 parking spaces on site at or near the arena.
That spillover should not go into the neighborhoods.
In fact, non-residents who do park in that neighborhood on event days are being ticketed with fines ranging from $35 to $100. Brooks says residents are being given hang tags to identify their vehicles as those which belong there. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Some needy kids in Fort Worth will have toys for Christmas thanks to the memory of a Richardson child killed by her father. KRLD's Kurt Lewis explains.
When Sharon Matthews, a little Richardson girl, vanished and was found dead in a culvert more than 2 weeks later, it broke her heart.
It's a good way to, you know, honor and remember her and give back to other children, you know. Because at one point in time, Sharon was, you know, she was a needy and she was an abandoned and needy child and she didn't have anything.
Shanna Petit Rivera tells NBC5 she created a Facebook page to help find Sharon 2 years ago. Now, she has used that page to create a toy drive for children in a low-income Fort Worth school. The drive has almost met its goal and a party will be thrown for the Fort Worth children where they will receive their gifts. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A poor start dooms the Mavericks in a home defeat. David Burrell is at the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
In the first half at American Airlines Center against Sacramento, the Mavericks trailed by 20. They fought back to within two late, but Luka Doncic's tying shot in the last seconds missed, and the Kings won 110-106. Head coach Rick Carlisle said that the Mavericks couldn't recover from the first half.
Sacramento came in and played a great first half. They played with a lot of physical presence both ends of the floor, and we did not respond well, and we did not play well.
Doncic scored 27, but Dallas' five-game winning streak ended. The Mavs will play the Pistons in Mexico City Thursday. David Burrell, News Radio 1080 KRLG.
The LA Rams are coming in to face the 6-7 Cowboys Sunday afternoon. The Rams come off a big Sunday night win over Seattle, but Dallas is a three-point favorite.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.